Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 96 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still coming to you from the Student Voice Conference here in Minneapolis that is put on by Flipgrid. It's been an awesome day, and we've gotten to learn a lot of cool things about using Flipgrid and other things. And I happen to be sitting right next to Sean Fahey, a fellow Hoosier from the state of Indiana. It's funny how we've got to come up to Minneapolis to see each other. And I wanted to corner Sean and get him on the show because he's done a lot of great stuff with HyperDocs. I know HyperDocs is a sort of a big topic, and I know lots of you that listen to the podcast are interested in this, and so wanted to get some of his tips. So Sean, can you real quick tell us who you are and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Sean Fahey. I'm an educator in Southern Indiana, and I, you know, teach HyperDocs, and I will be kind of moving into a new role as like an e-coach, and so I'll be able to share that with teachers and, you know, use that lesson design to progress forward and using technology in the classroom and doing things the ditch book method, kind of, right?
There you go. Yeah, I love it. Love it. So so with HyperDocs, for people who aren't as familiar with it, it's kind of like a lesson design framework that you can use to create engaging lessons that help kids dig deep into learning. Is that a fair assessment? Is there anything you'd add to that?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would add to that really is that it allows the teacher and essentially be almost multiplied because you're offsetting, you know, your responsibility to be standing in front of the room and delivering that content. So you're able to kind of package a lesson digitally through a Google Apps, doc or whatever it might be, and then give that to students to kind of maybe work independently, collaboratively, maybe have whole group discussion, but it's all packaged there so students can follow along and see the progress of the learning and the lesson design.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know a lot of times they get built in like a document or a slide presentation, and it's kind of like this self-contained student-paced, student-led lesson, which is awesome. And if you want to see some templates and some examples and everything, hyperdocs.co is the place to go. There's lots of free stuff there. And Sean, you've been using HyperDocs in your own classes for a few years now. And have experienced some of the, you know, the wonderful moments and some of the things that you've learned from. So if people are interested in using HyperDocs, do you have any tips or ideas for them?
Yeah, so I mean, if it's just basic, like how to create a HyperDoc, definitely the two G Suite or form apps that you want to use are probably Docs or Slides. Docs is more of a very nice linear progression. Slides is more freedom of creativity, adding, you know, text, you know, or images or videos, and kind of being creative and kind of having students kind of independently maybe type on a slide and be able to download that. Also things is, you know, this isn't like the end-all be-all solution to teaching digitally with technology. I had a really bad mistake, and whenever I was excited about it, essentially hyperdoc'd students to death, right?
Oh, no.
Hyperdoc after hyperdoc, because then it just turns into the traditional worksheet. Oh, here comes another hyperdoc type thing. So, you know, you gotta keep things different in the classroom. You gotta change things up a bit. And then the last thing I would suggest is get connected with the hyperdoc community. The whole basis of hyperdocs is, one, with Google Apps, you can share things. And allowing you to share the lessons that you've created with other teachers and impact students that way. And all you have to do is, when they're shared, is go to File, make a copy, and it becomes yours. You can redesign it to fit your needs, your students' needs. Use it and be inspired, and, you know, keep sharing and, you know, helping each other out, and so we're better together as educators.
Yeah. Oh, those are great. And I think whenever I've seen really well-designed HyperDocs, sometimes the ability for students to create, there's some really neat things that teachers and students can do as far as creating with the stuff that we're learning in the classroom. And so I wondered, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but I think you can go with this. What are some of the tools that you've seen out there that teachers have connected into their HyperDocs, you know, like giving students a link and saying, hey, go off to this link and, you know, do this thing with this other digital tool. What are some other tools that people are integrating into those HyperDocs, into those lessons?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, we're here at Student Voice Conference with Flipgrid. That's a great tool to include, so you can do all sorts of things with that. Other than that, you know, you can have Padlet, you can have things like Edpuzzle, or you know, just actually creating a blank Google drawing and letting them do mm-hmm. something in another Google Apps activity mm-hmm. with that. So mm-hmm. you know, the list goes on and on and on. Think of, if you have a favorite technology tool, why are you using it?
Right.
And kind of figure out how are you going to incorporate that into one of the parts of the lesson design mm-hmm. that HyperDocs, you know, follows.
Yep. Love that. That's great. All right. So there's a couple of ideas for you. Hopefully that's been useful. Sean, if people want to get connected with you, where's the best place to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place is definitely on Twitter. And my handle is @Sean, S-E-A-N, the letter J, Fahey, F-A-H-E-Y. So Sean J. Fahey.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.